The purpose of this podcast is for us to read historic and Islamic literature. So there's a way that you can join in and you can read it through somebody else's voice. And then you can think on it, you can ponder on it, you can question things for yourself and ask people. It's basically to just get in the mode of studying ourselves. Of course, yeah, I will remember you in my du'as. And just remember that after every difficulty, there is ease. I'm so sorry that you're going through a hard time. Anyway, okay, so let's continue on. Today, we were reading the story of Prophet Hud alayhi salam, and today we're actually going to finish the story of Prophet Hud alayhi salam. Inshallah. So, I think we were at the point where there was a conflict going on between Prophet Hud alayhi salam and his people. And the conflict was the same as before that we've heard. Essentially, Prophet Hud alayhi salam is telling people to leave corruption, and he's telling people to pray to the singular Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not include other people in that worship, and the people are refusing. And so let's start again where we left off. So Imam Ibn Kathir says, the chiefs of whose people asked, is it not strange that Allah chooses one of us to reveal His message to? And Hud replied, what is strange in that? Allah wants to guide you to the right way of life, so He sent me to warn you. Noah's flood and his story are not far away from you, so do not forget what happened. All the disbelievers were destroyed, no matter how strong they were. Who is going to destroy us, Hud? The chief asked. Allah, replied Hud. The disbelievers among his people answered, we will be saved by our gods. We will be saved by our gods. And Hud clarified to them that the gods they worshipped would be the reason for their destruction, that it is Allah alone who saves people, and there is no power on earth that can benefit or that can harm anyone. The conflict between Hud alayhi salam and his people continued. The years passed, and they became prouder. They became more obstinate, more tyrannical, and more defiant of their Prophet's message. Furthermore, they started to accuse Hud alayhi salam of being a crazy lunatic. One day they told him, we now understand the secret of your madness. You insulted our gods and they harmed you. That is why you've become insane. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated their words in the Quran. O Hud, no evidence have you brought us, and we shall not leave our gods for your mere saying, and we are not believers in you. All that we say is that some of our gods have seized you with evil, with madness. Hud alayhi salam had to return this challenge, and he had no other way but to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And he had no other alternative but to give them a threatening ultimatum. And so he declared to them, I call witness to Allah and bear you witness that I am free from that which you ascribe as partners in worship with him. So plot against me, all of you, and give me no respite. I put my trust in Allah, my Lord and your Lord. There is not a moving, not a living creature, but he has the grasp of its forelock. Verily, my Lord is on the straight path. So if you turn away, still I have conveyed the message with which I was sent to you. My Lord will make another people succeed over you, and you will not harm them. Thus had Hud renounced them and their gods and affirmed his dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had created him. Hud alayhi salam realized that punishment would be incurred on the disbelievers among his people, and that it is one of the laws of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes, no matter how rich, tyrannical, or great people are. Hud alayhi salam and his people waited for Allah's promise. A drought spread throughout the land, for the sky no longer sent its rain. The sun scorched the desert sands, looking like a disc of fire, which settled on people's head. And Hud's people, when they were facing this drought, they ran to him. They hastened to him and they asked, what is this drought, Hud? And Hud answered, Allah is angry with you. If you believe in him, he will accept you. And if you stop your tyranny, he will forgive you. And the rain will fall and you will become even stronger than you are. But instead they mocked him. And they became even more obstinate. They became sarcastic and they became perverse in their unbelief. And then the drought increased. The trees turned yellow. The plants started dying. A day came when they found that the sky was full of clouds. And Hud's alayhi salam's people were so glad that they came out of their tents crying, "A cloud which will give us rain." And they're like cheering. The weather suddenly changed from burning dry and hot to stinging cold, with wind that shook everything. Trees, plants, tents, men, women, animals, everybody. The wind increased day after day and night after night. Hood's people started to flee. They ran to their tents to hide, but the gale became even stronger. It ripped their tents from their stakes. They hid under cloth covers, but the gale became stronger still and tore away the covers. It slashed clothing. It slashed skin. It penetrated the apertures of the body and destroyed it. It hardly touched anything before it was destroyed or killed. Its core sucked out to decompose and rot. The storm raged for 8 days and 7 nights. Allah Almighty recounts, "Then, when they saw it as a dense cloud coming towards their valleys, they said, 'This is a cloud bringing us rain.' Nay, but it is that torment which you were asking to be hastened, a wind wherein is a painful torment, destroying everything by the command of its Lord." Allah the Almighty described it thus, "And for Ad, they were destroyed by ferocious violent wind, which Allah imposed on them for 7 nights and 8 days in succession, so that you could see men laying overthrown as if they were hollow trunks of palm trees. That violent gale did not stop until the entire region was reduced to ruins and its wicked people were destroyed, whereas the good people, Hud alayhi salam, as well as his followers, remained unharmed. The wind swallowed by the sands of the desert. And so the people that were saved, they then migrated to Hadramut and lived there in peace, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their true Lord." So that's basically it for the story of Hud alayhi salam. It wasn't too long, like Adam alayhi salam's, but it was still interesting. So basically the takeaways, Hud alayhi salam's people were the tribe of Ad, or the nation of Ad. And some of their biggest accomplishments were that they were builders, and they built these huge, huge buildings that they were super, super proud of. But within that pride turned to arrogance. And so they started refuting, and they started again spreading tyranny, all of those stuff that human beings just over time, I don't know what happens to us, we become forgetful and we start doing all these things. And so they were warned and they did the same thing. They mocked whoever starts mocking the prophets or the messengers or the beloved men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something not good always happens to them. I've seen this as like a pattern. And so when they started to mock Hud alayhi salam for being a crazy person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared, okay, it is time now for them to, their time for them to seek forgiveness, their time to come to me, it's over. Now it's time for their punishment. And the punishment happened, and their punishment was a huge, a very strong wind, cold, cold wind that just ripped everything apart. Subhanallah, and it's interesting because around us in this environment, there's all these things. For Hud alayhi salam, it was water. For Nuh alayhi salam, it was water. Now for Hud alayhi salam, it's wind. It's like stuff functions at its own cycle, and we love it, right? We appreciate it that it's there, but we don't realize that these little things are so powerful, like this environment and the power that they're in control under is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it can literally ruin a person, no matter how much we build strongly, even in this day and age, like one storm, one earthquake, one something just rips everything apart. It also shows our own humbleness again, right? And so, yeah, that's basically it. I don't really have anything more comments. What I took away from this is just similar to before that. Trying not to have too much pride and more like arrogance in my own actions, in my own things, and in the way that I think, rather than just staying a bit open-minded and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Him for forgiveness. So pray for me, all of you, and I pray for all of you as well. It's Ramadan is coming up in a bit too, so let's prepare for that too. And I'll see you on Wednesday. We're going to start the story of Saleh alayhi salam. And I think there is a camel mentioned in this, and I really like camels, so it'll be an interesting story. Take care. Assalamu alaikum.